an updated booster. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha with that message as we head toward Halloween.
Don't wait. Get your new flu shot and get your new COVID shot today. If Americans did that, we could save hundreds of lives each day this winter.
Dr. Jha says everyone who's eligible should get boosted by Halloween to have the best protection heading into the holidays. The CDC says only 11.5 million people have gotten the latest booster. President Biden and the other leaders of the G7 nations met virtually today to discuss the latest round of aggression by Russia against Ukraine. The leaders condemning the attacks and said they would stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes. The UN Human Rights Office calls the attacks particularly shocking and says they could amount to war crimes. Another twist in the legal battle over the documents seized from former President Trump's Florida home by the FBI.
The Department of Justice, in a brief to the Supreme Court, is asking the Supreme Court to reject an appeal by the former president, Donald Trump, and his legal team. They want the Supreme Court to intervene and allow a special master to go through some 100 documents deemed classified by the government. The Department of Justice is saying that's not necessary. They have their own filter team, which could do so. This looks at documents that could be attorney-client privilege or executive privilege. We're told the Supreme Court could weigh in at some point over the next few days.
Fox's David Spund. And now, former San Antonio police officer has been charged with two counts of aggravated assault by a peace officer in the shooting of a teen who was eating a hamburger in a McDonald's parking lot. James Bernard was charged in the October 2nd shooting of 17-year-old Eric Cantu. Cantu's family says the teen is unconscious and on life support. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Supreme Court rejects an appeal from a death row inmate in Texas.
Andre Thomas is sentenced to death for the murder of his estranged wife and two children in 2004. Thomas is black, his wife Laura Borum was white, and he argues he did not get a fair trial from an all-white jury. Three jurors had expressed opposition to interracial marriage. Their service was not contested, though, by Thomas's trial attorney. His appeal is rejected by a 6-3 Supreme Court majority, with three liberal justices dissenting. Lower courts previously rejected appeals based on claims Thomas is mentally ill. He'd said God told him to kill his wife and children. Their hearts were torn out. And Thomas has plucked out both of his eyes, one in jail 5 days after the murders, the other on death row in 2009. He told prison officials he ate it. No execution date scheduled. Chris Foster, Fox News.
More than two dozen children and several adults sent to hospitals in Pennsylvania after a carbon monoxide leak made them sick. Fire crews say the leak was caused by a malfunctioning heating unit at the Happy Smiles Learning Center in Allentown. None of the injuries to the children were considered serious. Cryptocurrency is now being welcomed by a Wall Street institution.
America's oldest bank, Bank of New York Mellon, has started accepting clients' cryptocurrencies. It was founded by Alexander Hamilton, and now it's the first large U.S. bank to safeguard digital assets alongside traditional investments on the same platform. BNY Mellon received approval from regulators in New York recently to begin receiving Bitcoin and Ethers starting this week. The bank will store the keys for the assets and provide the same bookkeeping services that it offers to fund managers for stocks, bonds, commodities, and other assets. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
More than $100 million in grants have been announced by the federal government as part of a major effort to close the digital divide in parts of rural Alaska. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.